Professor.
I wasn't sure how else to tell you this, and so I wrote out all my feelings and my thoughts, and I just slid this under your office door. I want to express how happy I've been being your teaching assistant this semester, and how lucky and how grateful I feel to have such a renowned expert in my field as the advisor for my graduate thesis. Working alongside you, you've helped me grow as an academic thinker, and you've taught me so much about how to improve the quality of my own research. You make me brave, and your encouragement makes me feel like I can do anything. And that's what makes me feel so good about the work that I'm doing. Your faith in me has grown the confidence that I have in myself. That's why it felt like the right time to write this all out. I've thought about you so many times, during all those late meetings about my thesis, your hands in your pockets as you survey the maps alongside me. I have to confess that I know. I know you want to fuck me, Professor. I know that's why you chose me as your research assistant and your teaching assistant. Do you know how many graduate students in my department get to work alongside their thesis advisors as closely as I do? None. And that's why I decided that you must know that I know, an intelligent man such as you are, that I can feel your eyes on my ass when I'm surveying the maps that are on the table in your office. I know that you just want to reach up my skirt and grab it and slap it. I know that you think about ripping my tights open and pulling your cock out and fucking me right there on the table. It's so easy to picture you finally just not being able to take it anymore and shoving me into the uncharted waters of the 18th century Atlantic. But I think the true uncharted territory for you is the 20-something pussy you want so badly to be yours. I want you to grab my hair and fuck me until I don't care who could walk through the door. I pretend not to notice that your cock's half-stiff the entire time I'm in your office. It's out of politeness, really, that I don't come sit in your lap and kiss you and put my hands all over you. I fantasize about sliding down under your desk and pulling your cock out and stroking it as I look up at you. I know you like my glasses. You've complimented them a few times. I want you to take meeting after meeting with your undergraduate students, who are too naive to realize that their sweet, nerdy TA is sucking their professor's cock before their discussion incentive. They won't realize when I'm leading the class that I have professor's hot, sticky load all over my tits. When those students leave your office, I want you to grab me and pull me on top of your desk and fuck my absolute brains out. I don't even want you to undress me. I just want you to push my skirt up and grab my hair and grab my throat and drive yourself so hard and so deep into me that you are all I can think about and all I can feel for days after. I daydream about lying languidly on the floor after fucking you in your office, drinking whiskey and debating emperors from long ago as your cum leaks out of me onto the blankets. I know that's why you keep them there. I know that's why there's two glasses, not one, by your decanter. I know you've wanted to invite me to stay for a drink, even though it might be inappropriate. But I couldn't think of anything more appropriate. So, Professor, you have a choice to make. You can ignore this letter, and I will respect that decision, no questions asked. But should you feel like you want to act upon what I hope are very mutual feelings, you can find me in the You can find me in the geography section of the library, ready to explore some more uncharted territory with you. Until then, you know where to find me.